Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress.
Hello, Sunday Funday, January 7th, 2018. Steve Cypress here, and yes, once again, just an all-around, pretty much perfect day here. Mid-70s, a little cloudy, which means beautiful sunsets will be coming soon, and no wind at all. Let's see our flag down there. Can you see it? Yep, no wind at all. Just another spectacular Arizona winter day, Rhino of the Day today. We're up to June in my 1995 Rhino Court calendar. By the way, this whatever it is, Rhino Court stuff, is mean on rhinitis and gentle on the nose. So you see the rhino and the butterfly in every picture. Someone was asking me why there's always a butterfly. That's why. It's tough, but gentle. So there is the tough part, the rhino playing tennis, and I guess there's a butterfly on the tennis ball and on the racket and on his arm. So there's June. Cool rhino. Love the artwork in here. Love the rhinos. That's the Rhino of the Day. And today is also the day for taking down the Christmas decorations. My beautiful wife Michelle let me know yesterday that it's some kind of feast of, I forget, some kind of day. And so you might see on the railing here and all throughout the house, all the Christmas decorations are gone. And it's also National Bobblehead Day. And I have a few of my personal favorites here. So here is one. There he is. It's my Mets bobblehead. There he is. Mr. Met player. Not Mr. Met. Mr. Met's the mascot with a big baseball for a head. But there's the Met bobblehead bobbling away. And then there's my Yahoo Fantasy Sports League Championship bobblehead, 2009 league champion. After running the building from scratch, what became the world's largest fantasy sports game company back in the 80s, I started playing fantasy sports again after I finished up with my nine-year door-to-door sales career. So around 2001, I started playing again. And I've always thought about restarting up a fantasy sports game company. And so one year for winning the fantasy football championship, I got this Yahoo bobblehead. And I think the bobblehead was hacked famously recently. But I digress. And then, of course, my favorite bobblehead of all is me. So there it is. From back in my days when I was the number one advisor for Bill Glazer and Dan Kennedy with their Glazer Kennedy Insider Circle, the No BS Insider Circle, and No Bull. And so I've always been known as Straight Talk Steve and a No BS guy. And so there I am on the bull with my bobbling head and wearing my glasses. Did not wear the glasses today or the suit because it's Hawaiian shirt weather today. And I could not find my Dan Kennedy bobblehead. I have a bobblehead of Dan Kennedy in his mutton chops and his suit and sitting on the bull. That was my first introduction, seeing that on the desk of the guy who was in charge of the lead generation and the marketing in a law firm that I was brought in to troubleshoot and get the sales going, which I did and turned that around from basically they were about to close their doors to a multi-million-dollar business, which still exists today. They haven't grown since I left, but they kept the systems I put in place and they have maintained the size and the scope of the business. But I could not find the Dan Kennedy bobblehead, though. So these are just some of my personal favorites. And then we have some assorted ones of sports players that you get when you go to the games. And such is that. So happy National Bobblehead Day. Happy Sunday Fun Day. I have a really good direct mail Monday I'll have for you tomorrow with containing proof of what it takes to get your direct mail open, because, of course, it has to be open before it's going to get read. So everybody, hope you're enjoying also a fantastic day. I know those up north, actually all throughout most of the country, still have the freezing bitter cold. And you just got to love those climate change Al Gore types who have figured out, it's brilliant, they figured out how to claim that whether we have record hot temperatures, that's because of climate change. Record cold temperatures, that's because of climate change. No matter what, it fits, it proves their hypothesis. So that's just brilliant in itself. So hopefully you're staying warm and enjoying your day as I am here. And now we're off to head over to the in-laws at their winter home because my father-in-law is heading back up to Milwaukee because he has a business up there with 7 locations that he is looking to, I'm going to help him put some systems into place, and he's going to be moving down here, and then I'm going to help him start up down here and put some systems into place here because that's what I do. I help entrepreneurs to have businesses that run without them there and can scale up and make tons of money. And if you want that kind of help, let me know, and we can possibly talk about me helping you out in more ways than one. But that's it for Sunday Funday, and I'll catch you tomorrow on Direct Mail Monday. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us today on the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Also, go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Plus, snag your free copy of Money Making Monthly Magazine.
Goodbye.